everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Was a therapist involved in treating Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, somehow in violation of ethics laws, in violation of really anything? That's what the defense team of Richard Allen is saying. Dr. Walla is the individual's name that's in question here. According to the defense, Walla exhibited a strong personal interest in the Delphi case, which they argue compromised her ability to provide objective care to Allen. The interest was highlighted during a pretrial hearing when Walla admitted under oath that she was fascinated by the Delphi murders and even before Allen's arrest. She'd also posted some stuff on social media. There's a lot of, I guess, questions in a gray area. And I guess I'm trying to fully understand why the defense has issue with this, because I think mental health is going to be play a big role in this trial. Is there concern that she's too into the mental health end of this for the prosecution? Because I could see her really kind of working either way. I mean, unless there's some, you know, hell-bent reason she's on the other side.
Yeah, I can't help but think that there may be some merit to this one, but it also might be a bit of a distraction. It might be a bit of a red herring that defense is kind of throwing in there to further create chaos shortly before the trial is set to commence. Mm-hmm. Because even if she did have some interest in what's going on, that sort of thing could be brought up on cross-examination. You could try to discredit her. Mm-hmm. But to bring it pre-trial like this and to make a big to-do about it, tells me it might be more tactical than substantive.
Why more chaos? Do we need more chaos? I feel like we have a lot of chaos here. I mean, to point out that the psychologist was recommending Delphi podcasts on Facebook, I got to look this up because I'm wondering if they recommended ours, because we have one about that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I obviously, they're going to be taking a look at how she worked with him. And what was going on. This is, of course, the situation where, you know, she'd be evaluating him in the moments where, you know, he really did lose his mind. He was making all those admittance, then taking a bite of poop, and then admitting it again, and then taking another bite, and then admitting it again to somebody else. Not exactly the person that I'd say is, you know, in the most accurate or best state of mind to be making admissions of guilt in any stretch of the imagination. But a psychologist could explain that. I mean, I don't think they'd be like, totally. When they eat the poo, that means everything's true. That's gonna be. It's like if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. If they eat the poo, it's got to be true. They're gonna use that.
I think Freud said that. Yeah.
They did. Freud did say that. If they eat the poo, it's got to be true.
It's peculiar, man. To answer your earlier question, some defense attorneys think more chaos, more chaos, more chaos. That helps throw the prosecution off their game. It shakes things up. It causes distractions. It causes the other side to do work that they didn't have to do. So they can't focus all their efforts on convicting your dude. And so not surprised about trying to inject more chaos, but I'm just not sure how much traction they're going to get out of this.
I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering, too, if it also brings into light, because another point that they were making is that she was using IDOC resources for looking up Keegan Klein, a person that has not been charged with anything. I don't know if it's even a person of interest, technically, but that, you know, some have theorized on other podcasts, not here, may be involved in the crime itself. I mean, I could see it being an opportunity just to get another name in there of, what about this? I mean, was this the window to do that because they discovered those facts of what was being researched?
Certainly that piece could be helpful for defense.
Yeah.
Now, why complain? I'm not, oh, sorry. I'm not surprised that they're trying to essentially like develop an alternative suspect through this witness. But they can do that at trial, like the pretrial motions on it. I'm just not sure they're going to get the outcome they're looking for, from, especially from this judge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It feels like the prosecution would want to be objecting to this, not the defense, especially on that note of her looking up another possible suspect. And if you're researching the case, you're talking to the guy, I wonder if there is somebody else involved here. I would think the prosecution would want that shut down as quickly as possible, so you don't have the psychologist involved going, hey, you were searching other suspects too. Why is that? I would just think this shouldn't be even admitted.
Yeah, it's usually from defense, you're trying to suppress evidence. You're trying to exclude evidence from the trial. Here, you don't want to exclude that. That's helpful. That's a potential alternative suspect. And so what is really their end game with pursuing this at this time? That remains a bit of a mystery, but there are countless mysteries in this case.
There are. I'm sure there's probably something longer game to this, and I'm sure there's probably some facts that we don't know yet because so much of this has been so hush-hush. But we're getting closer and closer to the trial date. I'm sure we'll get an answer to that, hopefully, very soon. Find out.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.